Congratulations! You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
So this week, I am recording in my studio.
Unlike last week when you were recording in the bathtub.
Oh my god, I forgot. Maysoon.
Yes.
I got a sponsor for the show this week.
Shut the fuck up. Really?
Yes.
Is it Facebook?
Tender Gardener.
Oh, Lana.
Yes.
Cool.
And here's their ad now.
Stuck inside? Sheltering in place? Looking for ways to brighten up your home? Bring the outside in with a new plant. The Tender Gardener is offering free contactless delivery in the Bay with a purchase of $30 or more. That's free contactless delivery in the Bay. Check out www.thetendergardener.com. Use offer code CONGRATULATIONS at checkout for 10% off your purchase. Again, that's www.thetendergardener.com. The Tender Gardener. Happy plants, happy home.
We have been, like, having the most intense graffiti battle at my studio.
Really?
Because the building keeps getting tagged. Mm-hmm. And my studio mate, Colin, keeps, like, artisanally painting over it.
Aw.
Because people are tagging the brick.
Right. What a fucking pain in the ass. Is the brick already painted initially?
Well, in patches, yeah. But now it's, like, really getting extreme. It's just a really, like, strategically bad setup because we have a parking lot in the front of our building. And so it's, like, recessed from the street. And it's dark. And so...
So
like,
some people could just drive
place.
Up.
It's a perfect place to do graffiti.
Yeah. Plus, they probably know that no one's coming and going because there aren't any cars in the fucking driveway.
Exactly.
They're like, eh, no one's coming and going. It's fucking COVID.
Yep. I think it's like a golden time for graffiti right now.
Yeah. Is it good graffiti? I mean, maybe you should just leave it up.
Actually, the one today, I didn't mind.
You and I both attended an opening this weekend over at Edel Gallery online. Animal Crossing featuring Edel Gallery featuring Craig Calderwood. I have to say that was really fun from the Zoom perspective because I don't have a switch. What the fuck is it called?
Stitch. It's called a switch.
It's a switch. Okay.
Which is funny because also switch is somebody who can top or bottom in sex.
Okay. Well, there you go. Now we all know. Because I never know any of this shit somehow. I completely avoid it or... Anyhow, so, I was talking about the perspective from Zoom. It was like a little party. I mean, Margaret Tedesco was there. Jackie and Aaron were there. The artist Craig Calderwood was there. There were a bunch of people I didn't necessarily know. And Craig was giving us like a show and tell of some of the actual artwork because the artwork in Animal Crossing obviously is digitized. It's a little different than the work itself.
Yeah, and broken. This time the art was broken into tiles.
It's into like, it was like six tiles. And so the work actually isn't actually like that.
It's one continuous piece.
Yeah. So it's kind of fun. Margaret was doing a good job asking Craig lots of questions about their work. And
were they like giving a talk and Margaret was kind of the moderator?
There was no talk. It was just like we were all just hanging out and Margaret was just asking questions and other people were asking questions. And
Margaret's so good.
Margaret is so good. So
we
really
love you,
fun.
Margaret.
It was really
Send
fun.
Send your love to Margaret.
I love you, Margaret.
Yes.
Margaret was really impressed by your outfit, I have to say. So I was experiencing the exhibition via Zoom and Kate was experiencing the exhibition as her own character in Animal Crossing. She showed up. She came in through Dodo Airlines. She took Dodo Airlines and went in.
Yes.
And she changes her outfits and it's very cute. This time she was wearing a rainbow like fishing hat, it looked like. Right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And
no, I was wearing my awesome rainbow baseball cap that says rad.
Baseball cap. Okay. Couldn't quite tell. So I was having some Zoom issues early on. So I saw you like briefly but never in like full screen mode, which I was very sad about. I was like, I really wanted
you
like
gotta
a full
pin
shot.
The video people, when you go to these up in the top right corner of your Zoom video world,
yes, exactly,
there's, you can go to speaker view and that highlights on whoever's talking.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go into grid mode, pick out in the top right corner of the video you want to have be big.
Yeah,
you can go to the top right corner of that video, there should be like three dots, I think, and one of the options in the drop-down menu is pin video.
Exactly. But finally, I got it to work. Now I have Zoom properly installed on the computer, so next time they have an opening, I can fucking pin it and really get a good look of your outfit.
Oh, yes, thank you.
And everyone's outfit. But you,
I'm going to get some new outfits together.
You really put it together in a different way.
I also brought some like party poppers that like spray confetti.
That's right. That was so cute. It's so cute. And it's so weird to watch these animated characters. Like, there's no reaction. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, oh, you just popped me with a confetti popper. Okay. Bounce, bounce, bounce. Slow.
You can do reactions, but I think they were probably, I wasn't on the Zoom, so they were probably like chatting and
stuff.
Oh,
they were probably talking to us. Oh my God, we fucking fucked it up.
No, it's cool.
Damn. I think Jackie noticed. Jackie was like, oh my God, confetti. It was very cute. I loved it all.
I loved it.
And then I want to do left. That at you're a like, real opening. Okay, bye. Then you like ran out the door. You were gone.
Yeah. Then I went to the local store on Jackie's Island and bought some flower seeds.
You did? She has.
Yeah.
Oh my God. See, this is what I'm saying. I want to go on with you next time. Can you Zoom with me?
Okay.
Next time you're doing a little session, we can have a time limit too if you feel like you need to do some private things on Animal
like
Crossing.
What?
Without
what do you
me.
Think I'm going to do?
I don't know. Maybe there's like an underground dungeon where you can get your
there's
S&M
nothing,
on.
No, there's nothing Come on. Inappropriate on Animal Crossing. Unless
Is
you make
true?
Some weird graphics. Yeah. Hmm. You can't be doing any. It's a children's game.
It's a children's game that adults all over the world are currently playing.
Yes, but it's made to be family friendly.
Family friendly. It is very
There's no
cute.
Humping. It's not Second Life where all of a sudden some walking, talking dildo just comes in.
Wow. I've never done that either. I've never done a walking, talking dildo.
Okay, we got bad news here, Maysoon.
We do? Fucking hell, why?
We got lots of bad news. Lots of things are closing.
Oh my God, that's
like,
right.
Like, for real closing.
Okay, we heard you told me about Guerrero Gallery.
Yep, Guerrero Gallery. They're
closing their brick and mortar?
They're not going to be in their location, but they are going on to a nomadic situation, which I think they used to be like that, right?
I think they've kind of come and gone. He's been around for a while. That's too bad.
That's
I feel
very
like that
sad,
space
though, because
so
that was a huge, awesome space.
Yeah.
Also, Issues, the magazine shop on Piedmont Avenue in Oakland, is
Such
closing.
Such a great shop. They've been around
sad.
For a really long time,
13
too.
Years.
Yeah. Gosh, I wonder what happened, if they just literally can't afford it, or
they just opened up. They just opened that that location. They had moved away from Piedmont over to near MacArthur BART station.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Okay.
And then all of a sudden that location they're at now opened up and they had the money to go back and they were really happy about it.
Oh, their Piedmont location.
Yep. They had just moved back there.
Yeah.
And basically with the that's 2 months of completely no revenue.
Yeah.
So they, you know, after all they've done, like they did a big crowdsource fundraising mm-hmm. before this. Mm-hmm. And they were just like, we're just not going to be able to be, we can't order new merchandise to sell. We don't have the money for it. And they were like, we can't ask people for money right now. And it's just so much money they would need.
Is it something they can, I wonder if they could just close down. Well, they've got so much merchandise. I mean, what do they do? I don't know. Because I thought there were a bunch of small business loans and stuff out there. Or I thought even businesses could hold back on rent. I don't know.
I don't know, dude. It sucks. I'm sure this is what they said in their public statement. They were like, we simply cannot weather this storm. After 13 years in Oakland, our time here has come to an end. We're filled with grief that we could not make this work and continue to serve you, our community, that we love so dearly. Yeah, it's really sad. And they even, like, one of the things, like, right when this whole thing first started, they were like, if you want to, like, please buy gift certificates.
Right. That's what a lot of
people
are
doing. And
then
we have
that.
A little money to try to get through, and then you come in when we're open again and get stuff. And so they're refunding everybody's gift certificates.
Oh, God, that's such a bummer. I wonder if they're going to be able to even stay in the Bay Area or if they just are, you know.
Gaylord's right down the street from there. The coffee shop is closed too.
Oh, really? I don't know that coffee shop, but that's terrible.
They were right across the street from a Starbucks that closed before the virus.
Oh.
So at least they outlived the Starbucks. There's a pizza, a Blue Bottle, Timeless Coffee. There was Gaylord's and Starbucks.
There's also Cafe Trieste.
Snow White Coffee. Yep, Cafe Trieste, which is called something else now.
Oh, okay. Weird.
I mean, some blocks had like three coffee shops.
Yeah, so that's a little bit of a saturation of the market, I would say, but it's still, I mean, I don't feel bad about Starbucks. There's plenty of Starbucks. They've fucked over local shops.
Badge of courage for Gaylord's to outlast Starbucks.
Yeah, but it's sad that they didn't outlast.
I'm also worried about the mural on the side of Gaylord's. They have the really super bizarre mural. I've wanted
to do an episode of CPG. That's the one we're supposed to do an episode about forever.
Yes.
Can you do an episode? It's the weirdest
mural in Oakland. Yeah, sure. But anyhow, so that sucks. And today I learned that Soup Plantation and Sweet Tomatoes have permanently closed.
Now, I'm unfamiliar with both of those places being a San Francisco resident.
You don't know about Soup Plantation?
I don't. I really don't.
You've never heard of that in your whole life?
Soup Plantation. No. Yeah. Not once.
Obviously, nope. Very fucked up name for a place.
Kind of weird.
But it's basically a buffet salad bar restaurant.
Okay. They specialize
sweet tomatoes in soup. We have in the Bay Area. They have Sweet Tomatoes out in Pleasanton. But yeah, I don't know if they have Soup Plantation in California, but they definitely have Sweet Tomatoes and it is closed forever. And that's like where you would go with your little league team after winning the championship.
That's where you go with your sweet little cat named Tomato also.
Yes. So that's devastatingly sad.
Are these places that you frequented sometime in your lifetime?
Katie and I would go to Sweet Tomatoes on a special occasion. Their salad bar was like 500 miles long.
Oh, no salad bars ever again.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Goodbye, salad bars.
Goodbye, salad bar. I always loved when they had cottage cheese in the salad bar. That always made me really fucking happy.
Pineapple. Little pineapple in that.
I just like a little romaine lettuce, a cottage cheese, like spoonful, some sunflower seeds on there.
A pasta salad, a few little black Thousand olives Island.
In there, maybe some balsamic. Yum. So yum.
Three kinds of beans.
I'm just a garbanzo bean person. Or I like peas, but that's not a bean.
I'm getting every bean they got.
Well, yeah, I guess.
They had the other thing about Sweet Tomatoes, they had three cuts of beets. They had beets, like pickled beets. They had the circular beets, beet stick cut. And zigzag cut. Art Practical.
Oh, yeah. Art Practical. Yeah, but I don't think they have a clear sense of what's happening. Like, we know that they have been basically defunded by CCA. And so they're now in need of figuring out, like, a new model that will work where they can be paid and pay the writers, which obviously is very important. But I don't have a feeling that it's like, we're done. We're completely closing up shop yet. I don't feel like there's been a definitive thing. At least that's my understanding. I could be totally wrong. They did have a panel last night on Zoom that was kind of about the future of publishing. So some creative models for publishing. And I still think the pizza as front for some illicit activity as publishing home is a good idea from you, Kate.
Pizza publishing, guys.
Yeah, pizza publishing. I hate Zoom. It's so bad. I had done a little messaging with Sarah about the panel she was on yesterday for Art Practical. And I was like, hey, so good to see you guys on the panel. And I was like, I really hate Zoom panels. How did it go for you? And so we were chatting about that. It's so unengaging. The people on the panel were brilliant and amazing. But there's something that just completely gets lost. There's like a translation issue when you're not in a room with people who are talking to one another. Yeah. Right? When they're talking individually, they're siloed. They can't really hear. They can see each other through this screen presentation, but they're all muted, so you don't get any like responses or like aha moments, or there's just none of that, like those little kind of subtleties that happen when you're in, with someone in person. And I feel like those subtleties are also important for like an audience's engagement with the panelists as well. It just really don't like it. And I mean, I've seen social media being used in ways that is interesting, but so far I have yet to see a panel that I've been like, oh, that was really interesting and super engaging and wow.
Oh my God.
What?
Maysoon, you should have seen the insanity that happened on the thing I was on today.
Okay. Was it good? Was it insanity okay. good?
So me and Carrie Hott were on, okay, Carrie oh, Hott right. and I are doing a collaboration called Joan 5000.
Yay.
And we were on a panel, not a panel, we were like
you doing were in a conversation. Kind of a conversation. Like an interview. Yeah.
With Conrad Myers, who is one of the co-runners of Aggregate Space.
Right.
And so basically he has a setup, his setup is wild, where he has the people he's talking to are shown, he's in a studio with a camera.
Right.
And so the camera is shooting him. Mm-hmm. And then behind him is a television monitor.
Okay, with you guys on it? No.
With the people he's talking to in a Google Hangout.
Oh, weird.
Basically
what?
Set up like almost as if they were sitting next to him.
Huh.
Right?
Okay. That is so okay. weird. That's so weird.
kind and so of you see him normal, like if you were just watching a video of him in a room.
Yeah.
But then the other people you're seeing on a monitor behind him.
Right. So I saw, because I actually went on to try to watch you guys today.
And, right. And okay. Well, there's more to that story.
Supposed to be on YouTube Live. I was just going to say that there were some earlier videos where you could see the, just like a quick glimpse of the setup, which I thought was
yeah,
interesting.
Yeah. So his project is called like This New Idea. Is mm-hmm. that right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So he's trying to talk to artists about ideas that they haven't fully like developed yet. Like
oh,
things
I love
they're
that.
Just new to talking about. It's not like their usual artist talk.
Got it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was like, oh, well, Carrie and I should talk about this thing that we're like in the middle of, you know, just talking about the ideas of this.
Yeah.
And so like, you know, Carrie and I met each other because I get so nervous before doing shit like this.
Yeah.
So Carrie and I met at 3:00. Our talk was at 5:00. And so we spent 2 hours talking about what we were going to talk about.
Oh my God, you guys. So over the top.
Mainly just like, and we both like had all these really intense setups where Carrie was running her video through this thing called Snap Lens, where okay. you can get Snapchat filters.
Oh, why?
So she could be like a shark and all kinds of weird shit. And then I have this thing called ManiCam where I can like switch my video feed to all kinds of different stuff, like still images, other videos, like I can show my desktop without having to do like the whole screen share thing.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
Like I can basically make my webcam anything.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
and
awesome.
So
that sounds great.
We were like, oh my God, we're like going to blow everyone's mind.
Yes, you were.
Right. And so we get in there. Conrad's like setting stuff up. And sure enough, he's having a nightmare time. Like something's fucked up. Like some cable's wrong. Some place where he's supposed to log in is all fucked up. Like we were like, I think we were like 15 minutes late starting.
Did you okay. guys actually start?
So we start like 15 minutes late. We're talking. It's a rousing conversation. It's like all over the place.
Oh, man. Sounds
okay.
fun.
It was wild. I'm laughing. I'm being an idiot. I've got jars moving across my screen because I'm doing all this wild shit on my computer.
Love it.
And sure enough, Katie, who's trying to watch it.
Oh, yeah. Katie was on with me on YouTube. And Sarah yes. Hotchkiss, we're all like, what's going on?
Yeah, she hands me a post-it note after we had been talking for like 15 minutes or however long. And she hands me a post-it that says, there's nothing on YouTube.
Yeah. It's so true the whole time.
She was trying to gesture to me to tell me like, hey, shit's fucked up. But I thought she was trying to tell me I had something in my teeth or like,
yeah.
you know, I had a problem, like my nipple was showing. I got so self-conscious. I was dying.
You and those crop tops, Kate. You just really got to watch out with those.
I know, right? And then sure enough, she hands me the post-it. I tell Conrad, I'm like, oh, I just got handed a note that says we're not on YouTube. We're not live. And he's like, what? I thought we were. And then he's like, let me give you guys a question to discuss while I like go and like, you know, like army crawl through a field of wires.
Jeez. I feel like there could be an easier way to do it, but I don't really know.
I have no idea what he was doing. And then finally, he's like, okay, we're set up now. We got it. And as soon, I swear to God, as soon as he like plugged in whatever cable was wrong and everything's now working supposedly and we're streaming or whatever, my camera freezes. My camera freezes and I'm just like trying to like move windows around to get it to like wake up and be normal. Then my neighbors, my shades were drawn so I could get light out from the sky.
Yeah, great. That's a thing. That's
and
a thing.
I have my two neighbor children, one who's like 3 and one who's like 1.
Mm-hmm.
Are running in front of my window in like shark
naked
costumes.
Oh God.
They're like looking really cute. They're like playing out on the walkway outside our apartment. They're so cute. I love them so much. But that makes my dog go insane and he starts barking and screaming. Katie, I don't know what Katie was doing. She must have been like making dinner, but she wasn't trying to stop Wally at all.
She's like, you deal with it. I'm busy.
And I was just like, well, I guess I'll mute myself for as much as I can. And it was just, it was absolute chaos. I could not focus on anything because there's like little kids waving at me. My dog is barking. Katie's like breaking ice with an ice pick.
Katie, she's so bad. She does not give a fuck.
And the funniest thing is she's trying to watch this on YouTube this whole time.
But it never appeared.
Well, that's the thing. Sure enough, Carrie and I get to the end of the conversation. I mean, Conrad is like reading quotes out of books and like we're getting so deep.
Oh my God. Wow.
And like, and then sure enough, we're done. We're all like, thank you so much for having us on, blah, blah, blah. And I get off of the thing and Katie comes over. She's like, nothing happened.
Yeah.
And then we go, like, we finally get on the YouTube page to look and see whatever is going on. And, like, it was on there. Like, the half of our conversation after he, like, you know, did whatever he did after we paused because Katie handed me the post-it note.
Oh, really? So maybe we just need to refresh our screens or something.
I'll put a link in the underworld if anybody wants to watch it. It's absolute pandemonium.
I love it. I want to watch it because I want to see another version of a panel. I don't know.
I don't know if this was any better than any other thing.
I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't know what I want.
You want to be free of this plague. Okay, people, what are your experiences with Zoom and lockdown and cats and dogs? Give us a call. 419-351-6606. You can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast, or you can email us congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. I just went to the San Francisco this morning, and it took me 11 minutes from like Soma to off the bridge.
From Soma to off the bridge? Oh, cool. Yeah, that's fucking fast.
Yeah. Oh, Maysoon, here we go. I got a little, here's some Bay Area something. Okay. I went on a drive.
Yeah.
Just a drive.
Okay.
I didn't even get out of the car.
I think that's okay.
Is that okay? Okay. I drove out to Mare Island the other evening, like around sunset.
Oh.
And Katie and I took a little drive because she had never been there. And it's just such a bizarre place. So it's like right off of Vallejo.
Yeah.
Is this like old military development? I don't know. It's where they used to like build ships and things for the Navy.
Haven't you recorded some films there? Am I making that up?
Yeah, I've shot video there.
Okay.
So it's such a weird place because half of it is like a zombie, like abandoned buildings with broken windows.
Okay.
Hellscape. And then there's like some industrial stuff going on there and some old military buildings that are now like office space for different businesses and organizations. But then kind of towards the like back of it, away from Vallejo, is a housing development, like a very suburban ass, like Stepford Wife looking housing development.
Wow. Okay. Weird.
Okay. Then we're like driving through this little neighborhood that is so out of place in this like apocalypse. Okay.
Yeah.
And one of the houses has a boarded up door. Like, these are all active, lived-in neighborhood. And then one house has this board over the door with this really intense hand-painted writing all over it.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. And it is explaining how the owner of that house got ripped off by the developers who made that little neighborhood. And they are called Lennar.
Oh, the developer's called Lennar.
Yes.
Okay.
And then their thing, they say, we got a Lennar lemon because the house had so many problems, like, whoa, that they discovered once they bought it, that they basically had to sell it at like a 50% loss.
Okay.
Okay. And so later on, I looked up like to see if that homeowner had like a web presence at all where I could learn more about what the fuck was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a whole website. And I'll link it in the underworld about their Lennar lemon. They have all these supposedly testimonials from other people about bad houses they bought from this company, Lennar.
Wow.
Which is a huge, like, national, like, KB Homes kind of home builder.
Okay. Fuck.
And so I was looking more into this company, and sure enough, now they're trying to build a bunch of houses on Treasure Island.
Oh. Wow.
And all these Treasure Island people that already live on Treasure Island, or a lot of people that used to live there and left, are basically like suing them or like trying to get the state to stop them from building there because they believe that there's like so much radioactive material still on Treasure Island, and especially if they're going to be building houses and like digging up the dirt and all this stuff.
Oh yeah, they're going to create all that shit.
A health hazard.
Yeah,
right. So watch out for Lennar. They're an institution behaving badly.
Okay, good. Good to know. Yuck, I hate that.
I'll put links to all this stuff. We should do some investigative reporting.
Yeah, Lennar. Okay. It's reminding me of like the Moms for Housing, that there was a takeover of a house in San Francisco. I don't know if it's Wedgwood, but it's pretty awesome that's happening over here, because you know there's tons of empty shit with all Airbnb being closed down. Yeah, I'll send you a link. I'm going to shout out to Lucasa for posting that on her Instagram and like letting me know about it.
Hell yeah.
Initially.
Okay, that's cool. I'm glad people are doing that.
Yeah.
We should end on that. It's a positive note, finally. Yeah. Okay, totally. Positive note. Okay, I'm going to be sounding that positive note on my flute from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between, which you should not be building anything on.
Don't build.
Don't build. This has been
Congratulations Pine Tree.